Watch Rees-Mogg. If Parliament isn't running scared of being replaced by the Brexit Party, it should be. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 2, 2019. Strasbourg, France, the Brexit Party's Annunziata Rees-Mogg slammed fearmongering by George Osborne Mark II Chancellor Philip Hammond after he claimed Britain leaving the European Union fully would cost the nation £90 billion. Telling overwhelmingly Remain supporting parliamentarians that if they weren't running scared of the British people, they should be. The recently elected MEP, whose brother is the noted Tory Brexiteer Jacob Rees-Mogg, told Breitbart London Tuesday that Nigel Farage's ascendant Brexit Party was holding the government to account for its failures and would replace them if they didn't deliver Brexit. She said, "We're topping the polls to replace the incumbents who have ignored the democratic will of the British people. If they had done their job, we wouldn't need to be here. If they had done what they promised the British people, the Brexit Party would not exist and we certainly wouldn't have support of up to 30%. We are on their toes permanently and we're keeping them honest. If they don't deliver, their trust is broken and we are there to replace them. If the UK Parliament isn't running scared, it should be. But not because of the Brexit Party, but because of its electors. If you ignore your electors, you deserve to get a good kicking out of office. That's what we're here to make sure happens." Rees-Mogg's comments at the second European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, where Brexit MEPs sat together for the first time today, and made headlines by turning their backs in protest at the European Union national anthem, came after an intervention in the Brexit debate by Chancellor Philip Hammond. Taking on the Project Fear mantle of his predecessor George Osborne, who made a series of lurid predictions about what would happen to the British economy if the nation merely voted for Brexit, never mind actually going ahead with it. Hammond warned Tuesday that a full withdrawal from the European Union could cost the nation £90 billion. His remarks were meant as a warning to the two men presently in the running to become the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt, but they were challenged by Rees-Mogg, who accused him of resurrecting Project Fear. She said, "Hammond claiming that £90 billion would be lost by clean Brexit is just another example of Project Fear. It is absolutely ludicrous. We were told before that if we even voted to leave, which we did, 500,000 jobs would be lost, public debt would go up, and we'd head straight into recession. All of that was fear-mongering."